I was standing up on the pavement looking down, and these chaps were messing around the far right hand side, my right hand side. And it almost looked as if the chap had picked something up and he dropped it. And it rolled like a ball right into the middle of the area, and him running after it. There were subject to cheers, of course, all around. And that was my introduction to the head of Mithras, because I saw it many, many times in the Royal Exchange. It was, I think, it was a precursor of the Museum of London. Subsequently, I worked for the Cornhill, who had their head office was opposite, alongside Royal Exchange. And the barbers were underneath it as well, so it was sort of the centre where you were wafting around, as it were. And so I'd often be just walking through, passing through, and say hello to the head, because it's an old friend, as it were, because I'd seen it before.
What I remember most clearly was that there was a plank bridge over some water, and some men, I don't know if they were archaeologists or what they were, explained to us that the river Walbrook had been underground for a long time, and during the excavation they'd uncovered it and the water was now visible. So there was this plank bridge across this water. And I suppose I wasn't really paying total attention to what was being said, but I suddenly realised that my mother was on this plank bridge, and there were people between me and her, and I had a little panic and decided I needed to get to her, and I thought I could squeeze along behind the people on this bridge to get to her, but I failed and I fell into the water. Which I don't remember very much. I don't remember the actual falling, but what I really remember is being taken to this hut, and there was a brazier there, which is a very funny word for a six-year-old to remember, but so I'm sure it's right, because I didn't really know what a brazier was, but I'm sure that somebody must have said, "Oh, there's a brazier there," and that was obviously a very important thing, that there was this thing there. And I was taken into this hut, and as I remember it, there were quite a few people around. I was standing in front of this brazier, and a towel must have been found. I think somebody produced something to dry me down with. I don't know how wet I got, whether it was just a few inches or what it was. I really don't remember that, but I do know that I was wet enough for my knickers to be wet, and my mother insisted on taking them off in front of all these people and trying to dry them in front of the fire, which caused me the most embarrassment and humiliation, utter humiliation. And that's, I think, is why I remember it so clearly. And the only other thing was, I was given some pebbles from the bed of the river. Five, if I remember rightly. And I've got a feeling I was wearing gloves. I don't know whether it was a very cold day, but I've got a vague recollection of putting them inside my glove to take them home safely. But that seems quite a lot of pebbles to get into a small girl's glove, so I may have made that up completely. Presumably, we then went home rather quickly.